By the way, your whole fame speech. I loved that you had the kid that beat you after the team as a sophomore in the audience.
You know what?
Now that's the one thing I'm gonna write one day.
I love that
because a lot of people didn't understand exactly what I was saying, and I've never really had the opportunity to go back and clarify it, and I will, because I think that people have taken a total misconception of
have.
Because it wasn't normal, and what I was really actually saying, and maybe I didn't say it clearly enough, was I am such a competitor that my opponents made me more competitive. They drove
the logs
me
on your fire.
Working. They keep working. They kept putting logs on my fire. And everybody thought I was
dissing people.
Dissing people, and I wasn't. No. You know, and it's the most misconception that I feel like every time I hear it, I just want to go back and say my Hall of Fame speech again so they can really hear and understand what I'm saying. Is that, look, Coach Smith, when he didn't put me, you know, as one of those five players, you know, that to me said, okay, I got to impress him. I want to be one of those five. When, you know, Jerry Krause every day said, you know, I mean, Jerry and I didn't get along, but the point is that he says organization wins championships as opposed to play. That motivated me. Pat Riley and I are the best friends. Now, we talk, we write, we see each other on vacations. Every day, my girl's from Miami, we go have dinner, and he totally gets it. Oh. And I said, Pat, I said, my thing, I was giving you credit for motivating me. Jeff Van Gunny, I was giving you credit for motivating me. Leroy Smith, you motivated me the first day of my life when I got cut and you made the team. That's what I was saying. I wasn't dissing these people.